Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Monday, the 6th of April, here on Share Talk and sponsored by the UK Investor Show. Starting off with Barron Oil, where we've got a potential Sorsa reversal here over the last few weeks, neckline resistance around 0.7.5, and end of day or end of week close above that could take the shares back towards the post-February resistance zone between 0.1 and 0.15 as a best-case scenario. The break to the upside valid really only while we hold above 0.05 pence. Another stock which looks like it's primed for a move to the upside is Europa Oil and Gas. Hasn't been here for quite a while on the Bulletin Board Heroes, but we've got a potential of a trend line break here, just coming up around the 0.85 level, so end of day close above that today, and also a break above that last peak there at 0.9 pence would be an alternative trigger for the bulls. Nice bullish divergence as well, showing that the recent price action could be a positive for the stock. You can see actually that's underlined by the way that most of the candles, all but one in recent days, has been a green one, which is important in technical terms. Now, the stock which looks like it's bubbling higher is Emerson. Here we've got the stock breaking out of the recent resistance, neckline resistance on the chart. So that's around the 2.8 pence level. While we're above that on an end of day close, looking to fill that gap up to 3.5, maybe up to the 50-day moving average at 3.67 over the next few days, and that would take the stock out of its recent rather upsetting decline from 5 pence back towards 2 pence, so at least coming back halfway from recent weakness. Mobile Streams came up with the goods on Friday, been coming up with the goods actually the day before as well, but currently well above the 200-day moving average at 0.22 pence, let's say, and breaking through that resistance at 0.3, above 0.3, which is the October peak, looking for 0.55 as suggested before at the end of last week for the shares, but good progress being made there. Couldn't avoid, or can't really avoid, looking at Novacyt. Nice move today. We had that line of resistance at 214, which has been broken, and above that on an end of day close basis. The rather simple message is that we're looking for a push towards the top of a rising February trend channel at 300 pence, which will no doubt cheer the fans of this stock. Also helping the bull argument at the moment is the way that we gapped up higher today. So it looks as though there's plenty of momentum behind this particular move. At this stage, only really back below the top of the gap there at 197 would really sort of hit the bull argument in any way, especially in terms of delaying the potential upside there. On to a stock which is new to the Bulletin Board Heroes. It comes in the form of Pharos Energy. Another neckline type break at the bottom of the range. So looking to break that late March resistance, which was around the 12.75 pence level. Above that on an end of day close basis, looking for 20 to 25 pence, which was the trading area on the way down, especially that last peak there in March at 21.4. At this stage, only really back below today's intraday floor, sub 11 pence. Upsetting the bull argument. Good bullish divergence coming in there as well in the RSI window. Pathfinder has been a bit of a wobbly situation, but looks like it may be resolved on the upside. We had that initial spike through the 50-day moving average to start April, but then we came back quite painfully, sort of nearly 50% retracement. This time, though, having shaken the weak hands out, looks as though while we're above the 50-day line at 0.64, the shares could finally get up to that 1 to 1.2 pence trading resistance area from December and January, even if we fade again after that, if the fundamentals don't deliver. On to Tellu Energy. Looked at this, I think, last week. Gapped up out of a falling wedge, which is a very strong thing to do. End of day close above the 50-day moving average of 2.5 pence today points the stock towards 4 pence, which is a January resistance line projection. Finishing off with another winner from last week, coming in the form of Tissue Regenics, just approaching the 50-day moving average now, which is around the 0.85 pence level. End of day close above that, and we're looking at retesting February resistance at 1.3 pence for the shares, on the assumption that we really flushed out the weak hands again below that old 0.45 pence low. So bear trap rebound here for the stock. And a good bullish divergence as well, backing up the move in the recent past. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.